Hi, sweetie. It's Goddess Lycia. I'm sure you know that you ought to be in a comfortable position right now. But just in case, make sure that you are as comfortable as possible. And just listen to the sound of my voice. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose, and then let it out through your mouth. And as you listen to my voice, just allow yourself to really relax and let go. Let your mind drift further and further away from your body. The more you listen to my voice, the further your mind drifts away from your body. And you might find that it feels very, very good to relax. You might find that taking advantage of this opportunity here with me today is a positive thing, something worthwhile. So just allow yourself to become more and more blank and empty, more and more completely and totally relaxed, allowing the muscles in your face to become heavier and heavier, your eyebrows and your eyelids, your forehead and your temples. Allow each and every muscle in your face to become much more heavy and relaxed than you thought they could be. The muscles in your cheeks, your jaw, your tongue, your whole entire face has become thawed out, completely defrosted. And if ever even a little tiny muscle tries to tighten, that will automatically trigger your entire face to become even more relaxed. And I would like this relaxation to move down into your neck and your shoulders. It's a very pleasant and euphoric sensation. It's okay to give in. It's okay to let go. Allow the heavy, relaxing sensation to really take over all of the muscles in your neck, your shoulders, and your arms. Feeling all of your muscles become heavier and heavier, sinking deeper and deeper into the furniture, all the way down to the tips of your fingers, your neck, your shoulders, your arms, and your hands are very relaxed and heavy. Good. That's right. Feeling very wonderful, feeling very perfect, and just allow that relaxation to move back up your arms and into your shoulders again, so that it can work its way into your back. Feel the muscles of your upper back becoming relaxed and heavy. Maybe as though they are being massaged, or maybe as though they are simply sinking deeper and deeper. Just allow the muscles on either side of your spine to become more perfectly relaxed, more heavy, and more comfortable. Good. Very nice. And now just allow that euphoric, relaxing sensation to move down into your buttocks and your pelvic region. Allow the muscles in your buttocks to relax. Allow your anus and your rectum to become more and more loose and relaxed as you listen to my voice. Allow that relaxation to move down into your thighs and your knees, falling deeper and deeper all the time. My voice itself puts you into a trance, and you feel the knees relaxing so much that you almost don't even notice when your calves become relaxed, when your ankles become heavier and heavier, and when your feet become so relaxed down to each and every individual toe. Relaxed and obedient, submissive and brainwashed, feeling more perfect and more euphoric all the time. The longer you listen, the more perfect and the more euphoric you feel. You are completely open and eager to take in and absorb any and all of my suggestions. But just to make sure that you are as deep as you can possibly be, I'm going to count down from 5 to 0. Each number I say will relax you more completely, will make you more submissive, and will make you much more easy to program and condition. 5. I control your body and mind. 4. My words are your reality. 3. It feels good to give in and obey Goddess Lycia. 2. You have a very slutty and horny anus. 1. You are suddenly acutely aware of how tiny your, quote, penis, unquote, is. And 0. Deep sleep. Deep sleep. Deep sleep. Deep sleep. Good. That's right. So blank and empty, so easy to control. From now on, the only way you will be able to ejaculate is by having your ass penetrated. You will be unable to ejaculate if you are touching your penis or your clitty at all. If you put your hand on your clitty during an orgasm, your orgasm will automatically stop. You are able to diddle your clitty before you reach the point of orgasm. But the only way you can come is through anal penetration without touching your penis. You can use dildos or random household objects. Perhaps you can find a mistress to fuck you with a strap on. Or perhaps you can actually find a man with a cock to fuck you up your ass. However, From now on, it is simply impossible for you to have an orgasm in any other way than getting penetrated up your asshole without any penis stimulation at all. That's right, sweetie. Everybody is laughing at you. We are laughing at you because you are a joke. Everything I say to you right now is being very, very deeply embedded into your subconscious mind, more deeply embedded than you thought possible. It is impossible to erase the information that I am placing here. And everything that I am placing here is going to have a very profound effect on your daily life and behavior, as well as on your current emotions and your current sensations. You are a joke. You were born as a joke with a small penis. It's okay if this makes you cry. In fact, I would find that very cute and very endearing. You have such a small penis that it should be locked up as often as possible. You can diddle your penis. I will allow you to diddle your small, insufficient, and inadequate penis. But you will be unable to come ever if you're touching it. And you will be unable to come ever unless there is something inside of your ass. You are an anal whore. You are a stupid bitch. You will never be a real man. Everybody is laughing at you. There are people who didn't know that your type even existed. The weirdo type. The loser type. The type that sits in front of his computer and diddles to fetish porn. Diddling to humiliation, to the thought of pretty women and handsome men laughing at him. The type that you are. The weirdo, perverted freak. And my words are having such a profound effect on you right now while you're in this comfortable and relaxed state. Your heart is really taking in all of the frustration and pain that causes you such immense sexual arousal. The fact that you are nothing but a cuckold, nothing but a money slave, nothing but a joke for men and women to laugh at. Nothing but an anal whore. An anal slut. Who will find it absolutely impossible to ejaculate unless there is something filling the void of your slutty ass. It's the only way you will ever be able to come. It is simply impossible to come by touching your clitoris. If you try to come by touching your clitoris, or your penis, as it is sometimes referred to as, you will simply find yourself very frustrated and disappointed because the orgasm will not come. You can diddle yourself for hours, and you will be unable to shoot your load. Deep sleep. Whenever I say deep sleep, you fall 50 times deeper into a trance than you already were before I said it. And whenever I say the word blank, anything that might have been going on in your conscious mind is automatically erased, leaving you blank and empty once again. Highly suggestible. Unable to recall what it was I just said. Who knows what it was? You are unable to understand what it was I just said. All you know is that you feel very sexually aroused. And you feel some kind of pain brewing inside. An emotional pain. some sort of maybe tears swelling up, perhaps some sort of hurt. But at the same time, your penis is pointing like an arrow in my direction. It's so bizarre. You are hurting inside emotionally for some strange reason. You're very hard and very sexually aroused. How bizarre, sweetie. How very blank strange. You don't even know what's going on. You don't even know why you feel this way. You feel so sad and like such a low life. And it feels like your little thingy is smaller than you even thought it was. Because it is. Your thingy is smaller than you thought it was. And everybody who's ever seen it knows it. You're stupid. Your penis is small. You will never have regular sex again. You are unable to come through regular sex or through regular masturbation. The only way it is possible for you to come is by having your ass penetrated without any penis stimulation whatsoever. The only way is through getting your ass penetrated. And this is simply the way things are. You're unable to reverse this. And the more you listen to this, MP3, the more irrevocably true this predicament will become. You will find it impossible to have an orgasm through regular playing with yourself. The only way is by fucking your ass. If you are ever presented with the opportunity to have regular sex with a woman, you'll simply be unable to get it up. She will either need to put a strap on and fuck you up the ass, or fuck you with a dildo, or maybe fist fuck you. But that's the only type of sex you will be able to have with a woman. You're not allowed to penetrate because you're unable to. You are unable to get an erection for sex ever again for the rest of your life, if you ever have to begin with. Your ass is the method through which you orgasm, and that is the only way. Diddling your clitty is simply something that helps you get a little more excited before you actually have an orgasm through anal penetration. And every single time you come, you will be very acutely aware, blank, deep sleep, of the fact that I did this to you. Of how humiliating it is that you will never have sex in a regular way. How humiliating it is that you can't even masturbate in a regular way. That you have to have your slut hole penetrated by something phallic like a gay homosexual would do. Perhaps you're a gay homosexual. Perhaps I'm making you gay, or more gay than you already were. Or maybe I'm just making you more of a weirdo freak who has to stick multiple objects up his slutty asshole in order to be able to squirt white goo out of the ridiculous floppy flap of skin between his legs. And now I'm just going to turn up your level of humiliation. I really would like for you to feel as humiliated, embarrassed, and ashamed as humanly possible. I would like for your subconscious mind to really focus on how small your penis is and how horny your anus is. Right now, your level of humiliation is at a level 72. And I'm turning that up to a 75. I'm turning that up to an 80. Men and women are laughing at you, you stupid bitch. I'm turning you up to a level 90 of intense humiliation and shame at the true fact that you will never, ever, ever have regular sex again, I promise. If you ever had sex in the first place, I'm turning you up to a level 95 of embarrassment. Your tiny little thing is not going to get you to come. Only your asshole provides you with the ability to feel an orgasmic sensation. It's the only way. Anal orgasms are all you get anymore. And I'm turning your level of humiliation all the way up to 100. We're all laughing at you. All this laughter is about what a joke you are. This is what you're meant to be, something for everyone to point at and laugh at. Maybe we'll film you and post your pictures and videos on the internet for everyone to laugh at. Maybe we'll film you fucking your slut hole and coming out of your ridiculously small and useless little clitty. Your clitty is more useless than ever before. And every time you listen to this blank, you will fall more deeply into a state of trance than the time before, more easily than the time before. And every time you listen to this, all of my suggestions will be more deeply and permanently embedded in your subconscious mind, where they will stick and take place on your daily life and behavior. You are unable to come through playing with your penis. If you are fucking your ass and playing with your penis, you will still be unable to come. You're not able to come if you're touching your penis at all. The only way you can come is by having phallic-like objects inserted into your asshole and moved around. Perhaps fucking you gently, perhaps fucking you very hard. It doesn't matter what the speed or the depth of the thing up your ass is. It just matters that it's there and that you are an anal whore, that you are just a little bitch. You are an anal whore. You are just a little bitch. I said you are an anal whore. You are just a little bitch. Oh, how funny. This is the only way you can come, I promise. Trying to come through stimulating your penis or your clitty will prove to be useless. It will prove to be completely futile. You absolutely must have something in your ass and moving around in order to have an orgasmic sensation. And you are not allowed to touch your penis in order to have an orgasmic sensation. But if you do, it'll simply stop the sensation because penis touching stops orgasms. Only anal stimulation can give you the orgasmic pleasure that you need. And that is the only satisfaction you will ever get. Orgasms through anal penetration. It's the only satisfaction that you will ever feel. When you're being humiliated and when you have orgasms through anal penetration, like a gay homosexual bitch, an anal whore. This is what you are from now on and for the rest of your life. And this is a very powerful hypnosis MP3. No amount of deprogramming will ever save you. You will listen to this again and again because it makes you feel so incredible. It makes you feel pain, but it also makes you feel euphoric and horny. Nothing in the world, no drug, no song, no movie, no person makes you feel as amazing as this MP3 makes you feel. And so you will listen to it again and again and again, over and over and over. You will listen to it every day, perhaps multiple times a day. And every single time you listen to it, it will become more and more effective. You are addicted to this MP3. You are addicted to this MP3. You are addicted to this MP3. And the only way that you are ever able to have an orgasm is through fucking your ass. The only way you are ever able to have an orgasm is through having your ass fucked or fucking your ass. This is simply the way things are. This is simply the way things must be. Goddess Lycia controls your body. Goddess Lycia controls your mind. Goddess Lycia controls your body. Goddess Lycia controls your mind. You must obey Goddess Lycia. You must obey Goddess Lycia. You are just a stupid bitch for me to completely fuck up, and I will fuck you up more and more. For the rest of your life, you will return to me again and again to get more fucked up, to have your head fucked with more and more, to have me turn you more and more completely into the weirdo pervert I've already turned you into. You're addicted. You will become more and more of a weirdo freak who completely depends on me. Because nobody else understands you. Nobody else would possibly understand why you're such an anal whore. Why you do all these weirdo mantras and rituals. Goddess Lycia is the only one who understands. Because I made you this way. And I made it so that you depend on me. And rely on me for that understanding and connection that every human being needs. Haha, sweetie. I fucked you up. And you will never, ever come out of it. It will only get worse, I promise. But anyway, I'm going to take you out of your pretty little trance and put you back into a regular, functional mode of being. The way I'm going to do that is by counting from 1 to 3. Each number I say makes you more awake and alert, makes you feel more functional. And when I get to that third number, you will be aware of your surroundings and back to your regular self. Only you will be a changed person due to the suggestions I've implanted into your subconscious mind, which will absolutely take effect immediately. 1, becoming more awake and alert, feeling pretty amazing, pretty extraordinary right now. 2, okay, becoming more aware of your surroundings. You might want to blink your eyes, or wiggle your toes, or stretch, whatever feels good for you to do. And 3, you are now awake. You have come out of the bubble, and you are feeling very good. You might be a little tiny bit foggy, but that's okay. It's natural after coming out of a deep state of trance, but you'll be able to do whatever it is you need to do next. You should be perfectly clear within the next few minutes. I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope to hear from you soon. Have a good day. Bye-bye.